Sims Jewelry.
Hey, good morning. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nick?
Good. What's been happening with you?
Nothing. All of that.
There's no nothing. My son tells me the other day, he goes, you know, you're never actually doing nothing. Like, even if you're, doing nothing, you're still, sitting there. And I was like,
yeah, thanks. You're still doing something.
I was like, thanks, Silas. I appreciate that insight. And I'm like, all right, bro. Like, where is this coming from? But
is this the one that didn't want to go to school?
Yes. But he's back at it now, and he's doing his homework. Oh my God!
Good.
Praise Jesus. So, so what's did you guys do any business for Mother's Day?
A little, not too much.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mother's Day's usually not very big for us.
I know, but you get a couple.
You know. Yeah, we get a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm not buying jewelry for my mom every year, but some years, right? She's due though, for sure. So I have to get my siblings before next year and figure something out.
There you go.
So what's in the cards right now? What's new and exciting?
Nothing at all. I'm still working with the young man on the 2-carat. The half carat 75, carat 80, somewhere around there that looks like it's a 2-carat, but really isn't.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think these are just a little more out of the budget than he was thinking.
What shape are we looking for?
It's still a marquee.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Marquee. Do. Hold on. Show in and out.
No, I just need prices today, Nick. You don't have to send me anything.
No, you're fine. I'm looking at So what is the budget for him? What is he looking?
Well, I think he would rather all in with the mounting and everything be under 17.
Okay.
But he wants side diamonds and he wants gold, and so you know that all adds up.
So I have a diamond that is on its way back to me. Sorry for speaking so slowly. I'm building anticipation. It's a 189. It's FSI 1. All right. The ratio on it is over 2-1, so it's like 2.3-1, and it's almost 14 millimeters. And it's $13,892.
Yeah.
Or I have another diamond that is, it's out, but I could quote you. It's a 180 DSI2. Let me look at the SI2 on this. It's over 13 millimeters because of the ratio, and it's $12,465.
Send me the specs on those too.
Oh my gosh, and that's a nice outside too. I will. And I just realized I was searching 180 and above. So let me see if I have anything that's 170 or up. I'll get those specs to you all.
I was just thinking maybe it would get him a little more in his budget.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing is that it's gonna look like a 2-carat.
Yeah.
For sure. And, yeah, you know, because do you have stones there that you've been showing?
Not in a 2-carat, not anything that big, no.
Okay.
We never keep anything that big around here because it's very seldom that we have call for it.
Oh, it's going to be more and more. Those are the most popular sizes in naturals. If you notice, you know.
Well, I'm noticing it's getting that way, yeah.
Yeah, naturals. Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. Even being in the business, I think you're a dumbass to spend that much money on a diamond.
No, look. You and me both, but the customer's always right in matters of taste, especially if it's that much money. So, hey, I'll get it for you.
More power to you, but I wouldn't put my $12,000 there.
That's a fact, but, I mean, that's their priority. That's what they want to do. Let's go for it, you know. And my diamonds are the smartest way to do it because marquees are popular right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about in 4 years when it's something different and they come back to you and they want to trade in that 2-carat marquee? Are you going to sit on that two-carat marquee.
Till the next 20-year turnaround when it's back popular? No.
No, no. Sell it back to me. I buy it back dollar for dollar what you paid towards the diamond that's a dollar more. So I'll send you the quotes on those. And then you let me know what he's doing, and then when you're ready to have him shipped in.
Okay.
You know,
well, like I said, he's thinking to have to do the proposal in August. So we'll have to get real serious by the end of June, first part of July. But now, if you go calling me the first week or so of July, I might not be here. I'm really thinking about we're taking a vacation and closing for a week, because that's the only way I get a vacation.
No, do it up. You do what you got to do. I'm a big advocate for taking time off. You know, you gotta rest, you know.
I'm nicer to be around if I get away from here for a while.
For sure, I believe it. So, yeah, whatever's clever, whenever I can help you with this, is fine with me. Just as long as I get the help. So,
I'm trying to let you help.
I know, you're the best. I appreciate you. So I'll get these over to your email here, and then give me a call if anything comes up, big or small.
Okay.
Love it. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Yep, bye.
Bye.